This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Broadcast perch here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Victoria is going to take a big deep breath while she and all the rest of us listen to Jennifer Horn update us on a fabulously important subject.
Well, the subject is Bill Cosby, and it's been less than 2 weeks since Bill Cosby got sentenced, went to jail, but his lawyers are already trying to get him out of prison, and they want the judge in his case tossed, too. There was a motion that they filed a few days ago that outlines his attorney's requests, which include the overturning of the actor's conviction and 3 to 10 year sentence on account of errors made in a sex assault case and trial against him. Bill Cosby moved for the court for a new trial in the interest of justice, or at least for reconsideration according to the documents, and modification of the sentence imposed on September 25th, 2018. His defense team claims that the judge, Stephen O'Neill, should have recused himself from the sentence hearing following the 2017 mistrial and ensuing retrial this spring. So they're looking to get this judge knocked out. They've taken issue with him publicly before because the judge, which was sort of unprecedented, allowed two pieces of information to be used against Bill Cosby. One of those pieces of information were the five women that testified against him to try to set up a pattern of behavior for Bill Cosby. That's typically not allowed in a criminal case. You have to take it for the incident that's actually being tried, and that's it. And then part two is that Bill Cosby did he essentially testified against himself. He had participated in sworn testimony, but it was 2004, and in it he said that he had given women drugs. They used that against Bill Cosby, and so the legal team for him, they're saying you can't do that. You have the right to remain silent under our system of law, and that Bill Cosby, oops, pardon that slip, shouldn't have been able to testify against himself using that testimony from before. So they're taking issue with the judge. We'll see if it works. Right now, Bill Cosby stays in jail.
Didn't he do it voluntarily?
But it was part of a different case. It was from like, 12, 13, 14 years ago before they used it.
Sounds like a stretch to me, but the lawyers, you know, man, you go around in a circle with these guys.
Everything's different under the law. I know. It seems like it should all be allowed, but oftentimes this kind of stuff isn't.
Next person in the news is Sean Miller, 24 years of age, resident of the city of San Francisco, come up with a novel new way to help the city clean up a problem. That is it's using the new media. It's the new, it's in, we were talking about selfies. This is a company called Snapcrap. The Snapcrap app. Say that again. Snapcrap app. I think I might say it one more time. The Snapcrap app, inviting residents to take pictures of poop in the streets and request an urgent cleaning to the city. Mr. Miller developed and released the app that bills itself as the fastest way to request street cleaning in San Francisco. Mr. Miller said, "It's also a health crisis and a problem. Disgusting to see the stuff all over the place. Users are asked to snap the crap and send it to the local helpline with a pre-written message requesting a cleanup. The mayor said a dedicated poop patrol is being set up in order to handle 65 calls a day they're getting for unwanted poop around the city of San Francisco.
This is not dog poop, correct?
No,
this is
human.
A little
human.
Of all kinds of poop, but
no,
I think
human
poop
is.
This is human poop.
Yep.
The snap.
And
this
is due to the homeless population, I'm guessing.
I was trying to modify it somewhere, but yeah, you go up and down the streets, some of the nicer neighborhoods, people pooping in corners and stuff is gross. So, anyway.
How about, like, can't we just figure out some sort of public toilet situation then?
Well,
they're not using them.
Toilet.
They're all over the streets, actually. The big Andy Gumps, they don't use them because the poop is coming from homeless people who obviously have a lot of issues going on. And they also, it's also coming from the people who are taking advantage of the free needles program. So they're either drugged up or crazy. And I don't mean to seem unsympathetic, but it's a pretty bad situation.
I mean, that's enough sympathy. Sympathy goes where sympathy is due. It's not due here because a lot of these people are making up their own.
When you go to San Francisco and stay at a hotel, they hand you maps of the city to avoid because they're poop zones, because this is where the people are really
Which is terrible.
In.
Yeah, it's awful for an entire city. How did it get that bad? And how come other cities aren't dealing with the same thing?
It's very, very liberal policy. And that's what's run through the city of San Francisco more than any other city in California. It's extreme.
It's ridiculous.
But what's the policy?
Santa Monica's got the same problem.
It's free needles. It's free. They're allowing people to congregate on the streets. They're not enforcing any ordinances to make people move along. And so there's just a lot of different things at play that allow for people now to just live and no punishment. I mean, when there's no punishment for people sitting in one spot or for using the bathroom on a street corner, it's amazing how quickly things go downhill. So there has to be rules, and there needs to be somebody that's going to address the real problem. And I don't think anybody's really ready to talk about mental health still, which is a huge piece of
well,
this.
Well, right. And that's
right,
not,
so,
yeah, that's not,
and here's
choice,
how
it's not
it,
political.
It, part
of that's
it.
Just
right. In my
through.
Community of Framingham, Massachusetts, which is also quite a liberal community, the town has become known as a haven for drugged-out homeless people, to the point where there are police cars that come through town in the middle of the night dropping off homeless people. Waltham does it. Weston does it. Wayland does it. They put their homeless, if there are any. Waltham's had a horrible problem with it. It's a city about 8-10 miles from Framingham. And so they just put the homeless in the police cars. They bring them to downtown Framingham, and they drop them off. Because Framingham has such a liberal, crazy, stupid policy toward that you can't. The downtown business area has been ruined by all this. It's been a problem for 3 or 4 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And now all the businesses downtown are saying to the new mayor, we need something done. And she, as usual, throws her hands up and says, or it doesn't even say anything. It doesn't do anything. And so this is becoming as they. There are now 2,400 apartment units being built in downtown Framingham near the train station. They're trying to rejuvenate downtown restaurants and shopping areas and stuff, and they can't get rid of the homeless. I said, why don't you do the same thing? Put them in police cars and bring them back to where they came from. Dump them out in Waltham in the middle of the night, the same as they dumped them here.
Well, that doesn't solve the problem, though. It's the same thing, like, that's why I was asking in San Francisco. Whatever, you know, we haven't heard from Giuliani lately, but I'd still love to get him in the hot seat and figure out what he did with all the homeless in New York when they magically disappeared. They're all back now, but, you know, he
went to Staten Island.
They
Send
went somewhere.
To Staten Island.
I want to know where they went,
Go.
So maybe we could start shipping more of them.
Shipping them out.
Wherever they went.
15 past the hour on the DJV program.
The Geek Out. Microsoft have rolled out the next generation of Surface branded products, including the new Surface Pro 6, the nice laptop tablet hybrid, now with faster guts, a new black matte finish, and 13 hours of battery life, all packed into something that weighs only 1.7 pounds. For the creative types, there's a new version of the Surface Studio. This is the cool large 28-inch display that can be maneuvered to stand up as a typical display or laid all the way flat to act as a giant drawing tablet. The new product that was revealed by Microsoft is their move into the headphone market with the Surface headphones, Bluetooth, noise cancellation, and Cortana, all wrapped into something with 15 hours of battery life. Pricing for all the products can be found at Microsoft.com.
Brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is the sudden, unexplained death of a baby younger than one. During SIDS Awareness Month, the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, Safe to Sleep campaign wants everyone to know how to help babies sleep safely. Dr. Marion Koso-Thomas of the NICHD.
To reduce the risk of SIDS, always place your baby on his or her back to sleep. Use a firm and flat sleep surface, such as a mattress, in a safety-approved crib covered by a fitted sheet with no other bedding or soft items in the sleep area. Do not put soft objects, toys, crib bumpers, or loose bedding anywhere in the baby's sleep area. The American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends that parents share their room with the baby, keeping him or her close to their bed, but on a separate surface designed for infants, ideally for the first year, but preferably for at least the first 6 months.
For more information, go to safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
More people in the news. Maria Menounos. Didn't we have her on? When was she on? A couple of weeks ago? Seems to me.
Yeah, she's very nice. Yeah.
She is. She has married Kevin Undergaro. Tied the knot for the second time. They exchanged vows in Greece this weekend, 10 months after they first wed on the New Year's Eve broadcast. Remember that? I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
She shared her big day with a lot of fans on Instagram, posting a number of photos from Kalamata in Greece.
Is that where the olives are from? Kalamata?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They are.
That's not too far from where calamari was created either, right?
That's a beach town.
Changed the... Oh, good for her. Congratulations.
Yeah, they were together like 20 years or something. Weren't they like something ridiculously long?
Been around a long time. Yeah, good. All right, here's the story of Romero. None of you will remember this story until I tell you why he was well known. He was a Mexican busboy who cradled Robert F. Kennedy's head as he lay dying in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel in 1968. Passed away, had a heart attack this weekend in California. Came from a small town in Mexico, in Sonora. Lived in the Baja until his family got permission to come to the U.S. He was 10. Worked at the Ambassador Hotel. Matter of fact, he, started just before the California primary when Kennedy and his aides ordered room service and he was called on to help deliver it. He said, "All I remember, I kept staring at him with my mouth open." Finally, Kennedy approached him, grabbed his hand, and said, "Thank you." I'll never forget the handshake and the look, looking right at you with those piercing eyes, saying, "I'm one of you, we're good." And he wasn't looking at my skin, he wasn't looking at my age, he was looking at me as an American. He was in the kitchen when Kennedy came through after the gunfire rang out. When he fell, Romero cradled his head. "Is everybody okay?" was the question Kennedy asked him, and Romero said, "Yes, everything will be okay," the senator said, and then he lost consciousness and died the next day. Quite a story, isn't it, huh? 21 past the hour here on the DJV program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
That fill this ocean, and my sorrow rocks these waves, 'cause my true love took the notion to take my heart and sail away.
The voice for sure. Right, Dolly. And even when I say Dolly, I don't have to say Parton. One of those people you say Dolly and everybody knows. If you don't know by listening to the voice, you know by the reference to her name. She came up with a show called Pirate's Voyage, which has been playing for a decade in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Huh. And now the Pirate's Voyage dinner and show is coming to Pigeon Forge in Tennessee. I believe that's where Dollywood is. It'll open in the spring of next year, involve an indoor lagoon, acrobatics, battles, live animals, that kind of stuff. The original score for this adventure show is composed by Dolly. Let's crank that up a little, will you, Sharon? Sounds like a different thing for Dolly, right? This show has been so successful in Myrtle Beach, she says they're looking at it for Pigeon Forge and wondering why we didn't already have a pirate show there. We have the perfect location, one of the hottest areas of Pigeon Forge, and time is now for my pirates to stake claim to the Great Smoky Mountains. Once completed, the 21,000-square-foot arena next to the island in Pigeon Forge will be the stage for Crimson and Sapphire pirates to battle on deck, in the water, and in the sky above their pirate ships.
Sounds like a cool show.
I know.
Yeah, kind of fun. Yeah.
I love that she's gone into that genre of theme parks and kind of, you know, it's just, I know it's not new, but it's kind of a cool extension for her.
Well, didn't she say a few months ago that she's going to be producing and starring in a series of films on Netflix next year, too?
But she's got a lot going on.
Yeah, good. Good for her. Nothing wrong with that. Dolly, we all love that. Hard not to like, but is there anybody you've ever heard say anything bad about Dolly? Never.
I wouldn't let him.
No, but I mean, you never hear anything bad about her, one way or the other. And people tried to create scandal 15, 20 years ago when she would flirt with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. People said, oh, where's her husband? Well, her husband is named Carl, and he doesn't like to go anywhere. And apparently they have a perfect marriage. She does her thing, he does his thing, and they get together once in a while. There you go. All right, also in the musical news department, the fate of Tina Turner held in the balance. Who knew that she needed a kidney transplant? But she underwent the surgery, and the transplant, the kidney came from her husband. She's 78
That's
years
amazing.
Old.
That's amazing.
She says in her autobiography that she has had a problem with kidney disease for a long time, and her kidneys were at only 20% a year or two ago and plunging rapidly. Her husband, Erwin Bach, shocked me, she said, by saying that he wanted to give me one of his kidneys. And so, there.
Man, that's guy. Love. Yep.
That is wow. love, man. That's what love's got to do with
and
it.
And lucky that it works, because you can't just hand someone a kidney.
No. Yeah. She married this guy, a German music executive, in 2013. They've been together for quite a long time. Excerpts from her My Love Story, released on Saturday, published by Penguin Books. In the book, she encourages people to sign up and donate organs. I've done that. Have you all three? Have you done? Are you
I'm an organ donor. Yep.
Yeah. Good. Yep. Tina Turner, 78 years old. Man, those legs never stop. Good for her. And I hope she's not going to stop singing. She's probably got a new lease on life with this thing. Give you back her energy.
Sure.
Yeah, good. All right, that's the Tina Turner story on DJV at 28 past the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the NTSB calling it horrific. 20 people killed in a limousine crash in upstate New York on Saturday. 18 of the people killed were in the limo. The other two killed were pedestrians.
I've been on the board for 12 years, and this is one of the biggest loss of lives that we've seen in a long, long time. This is the most deadly transportation accident in this country since February of 2009.
That's Robert Sumwalt, who says there's no indication yet why the crash happened, although the limo driver did run a stop sign shortly before impact with that other vehicle. Millions of people could be in the path of another big storm. As Tropical Storm Michael is headed for Florida's panhandle, it could hit there by Wednesday. FEMA is already positioning itself in that state. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sign up for health insurance after open enrollment. We're going to talk about that in a matter of moments. Open enrollment being something that seems awfully silly to me. But then there are a lot of things about the world that seem silly to me. And I'm sure there are plenty of things in your life that seem silly to you. So let's see if we can be silly here in this half hour of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, silly person that she is here. One of the silliest things is she gets up at this hour every morning. This is silly.
That's right.
Victoria Keelan is here. She's silly. I don't feel well today. Why am I here? Because I love being with you. That may be silly, but we're going to make her feel better about whatever's in the air in New Jersey. New Jersey on the shore, you got nice clear air. How could you? You got ragweed problems?
Ragweed, I guess so.
Ours. Kara Schillen, nothing wrong with her. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen, looking to Victoria to update us on an important story right now.
Well, the world-famous Mormon Tabernacle Choir will be singing the same tune, but with a different name. They have actually renamed themselves to strip out the word Mormon in a move that's aiming to end the shorthand names for the religion that have been used for generations by church members and others.
LDS.
The, right, and they don't like that. They don't want Mormon or LDS. They said in August, the church president, Russell Nelson, announced new guidelines saying that he wants people to stop saying Mormon or LDS as substitutes for the church's full name. He said Latter-day Saints is acceptable shorthand. And so the singers will now be called the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, comma, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's silly.
It's a nod. Well, the Tabernacle Choir is probably what they're just going to be called at Temple Square. That is a nod to the home of the choir for the last 150 years. It's located on church grounds known as Temple Square in downtown Salt Lake City. And they've been known as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir since 1929 when they began broadcasting a weekly radio program to a wide audience. And, of course, as the holiday season is approaching, there will be lots more concerts and things like that. And so the Mormon faith holds that the full church name was given by revelation from God to founder Joseph Smith in 1838. And the term Mormon comes from the church's signature scripture, the Book of Mormon, which followers believe is based on the record-keeping of an ancient prophet named Mormon. So that's where the Mormon stuff comes in, but they really don't want anything other than Latter-day Saints to be the new shorthand for it.
It's too bad because it'll maybe affect everybody. Will still call them Mormon Tabernacle Choir. They are fabulous. They've always been fabulous. Some of the best Christmas music in the world ever recorded comes from them, and other joyous, great music. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the identity with the Mormon Church, hasn't been overcooked, I don't think. I've always found them to be of significance when it comes to this sort of thing. And a second thing that's significant is the date. 1929 was the first year of commercial radio, if you don't know that. The first signals from the first commercial stations, and one of the first programs of this type ever aired came from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Group ensemble singing on Sunday morning. It was a way for them and for the medium to become well known. They needed to have something that was gravitational, and so people knew the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, wanted to listen to them sing, and this newfangled thing, the radio, gave many more people the chance to hear it. So it was really very significant, actually, in terms of broadcasting. So good for them in terms of what they've done over the years, created fabulous music. I don't know if it's sad or not. I don't really much care about the religious identity. You know mostly what my feelings about religion are, but I do think that there are so many good things that happen in the name of religion. It's too bad we get distracted by some of the other realities. But if you just isolate things like that and think of all the pleasure that has been given to the millions of people over all these years, almost 90 years of listening to them in some way, shape, or form. I have a couple of their albums. I think they're all... I still have records. Yes, folks, I still have records, and I have a record player. I don't use it, but I got
Everybody
it.
Everybody has one of those again.
Yeah, right. Well, this is
again.
An original. This is a moldy oldie.
You just held on to it long enough.
His wasn't purchased at Urban Outfitters.
Right.
No, it's an old Philco with real tubes and stuff. It takes almost a minute for it to warm up so you can hear it. You know, everything has gone instant. I think probably in the 70s when there were things that changed, no more bulbs and tubes and things, it became instant. And so that the stuff that you get today is instant, but the old Philco, a bunch of them, Stan Stromberg, Carlson, the old names. But
I'm just picturing that thing from Downton Abbey that you have to crank. Like, I can't picture what exactly you're talking about.
Well, they were electric. The old ones that you're referencing that came from Downton Abbey were the Victrola was cranked, and it had, instead of when you put the needle on the record and on the electronic phonographs, the needle feeds into the electronic mechanism that plays the music. In the Downton Abbey, in the original, if you see the original RCA, His Master's Voice logo, it's a dog sitting next to a Victrola. The Victrola, the needle, is getting the signal off of the record and putting it into an open horn. It looks like a horn. But the music is coming out of that horn, or the sound's coming out of that horn. It's not going through anything electronic because there was no electricity there then at that time. You understand? You get it?
Yes, but it still sounds like what you were describing that you own.
Oh, really?
And all kinds of stuff. Yeah. No, it still sounds the same.
Mine's
to me.
Not quite that old.
Well, one there final is... note on the choir.
Yes.
They have 360 men and women singers, and they have sung at conferences all around the world. They've performed at inaugurations of U.S. presidents, including most recently President Donald Trump. They sang at his inauguration as well.
Yeah, they're fabulous. They really are. Okay, so let's change our focus for a moment, shall we? There, I mentioned a little bit about open enrollment, the kinds of things. Nobody really understands this. It happens every year at this time, a period when you can enroll in a health insurance plan. Nobody knows why it is October and November. Why isn't it all the time? You ask that question. I've interviewed any number of people since this event started, and I say, why do they have just a period of time for a couple of months when people can change their insurer, and nobody has a good answer for it. I've gone to healthcare.gov. Nope, can't find anything there. I don't know, maybe it becomes silly swimming upstream. But the question, can you sign up for health insurance after open enrollment, usually is no. But if you're interested in open enrollment, getting health insurance for this year and beyond, the answer is, listen, because open enrollment season, as it now is upon us, approaching the focus of a lot of people, workers have a small window, a short window of opportunity to make your benefit decisions count. So if you want to find out more, here's somebody who's an expert. Smitha Rao has a story for us now.
Rising healthcare costs and the trend towards high deductible insurance plans are creating a gap in employee benefits. Jamie Calamurdis, president of Prudential Group Insurance, a business unit of the Prudential Insurance Company of America in Newark, New Jersey, has more.
The importance of protecting your income against the risks of premature death, disability, and prolonged illness often receive less attention, despite the devastating financial implications of such events for the typical household. Many households are inadequately protected against these risks, resulting in a coverage gap.
Voluntary benefit programs help employees improve their financial wellness.
Your financial wellness can be improved by addressing key protection needs, including life, disability, critical illness, and accident insurance. Speak with your employer's HR or benefits experts. You can also speak to a financial professional and learn more about selecting the coverage that will suit your needs.
To learn more, visit prudential.com/financial-education.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
That's the sound of a bionic vest on the assembly line. We all know that working on an automotive assembly line can be very hard work. And the workers on the high line, where the cars move above the worker, have to raise and lower their arms thousands of times every shift, sometimes holding heavy tools. But now Ford has initiated a project using the ExoVest, an electronic bionic vest, powered by springs as the worker raises their arms. But unlike the bionic man, the ExoVest doesn't give the worker superhuman strength, only providing an additional 10 to 15 pounds of lift. But for those on the assembly line, it makes work a lot less physically demanding. At over $7,000 per exosuit, the price isn't cheap, but as with all technology, the price drops over time. Check it out at exobionics.com. That's EKSOBionics.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, 44, half the hour here on the DJV program. Alfredo Rodriguez is joining us, Vice President of Dish Latino, which is the rapidly growing business unit from Dish, a broad range of pay TV programming packages aimed at the Hispanic market. I was looking at a study here. 70% of Spanish-dominant Hispanics would like to improve their English, would be interested in doing so through a channel that teaches English as a second language. So thus the reason for Dish Latino. Good to have you here, Mr. Rodriguez. Let's get to the heart of the matter here. I guess there are a lot of people, maybe inspiration for this was Major League Baseball players who wanted to learn English. Wilmer Flores, Luis Severino, Freddie Galvis. Apparently, according to an article I saw in the New York Times, they learned by watching Friends. Is that true?
Good morning, Doug, and thank you for having me on the show. I saw the same article, but the truth is we've been serving our community for over 20 years, and the English as a second language kept coming up as a key tool, as one would expect to continue to progress in this country, and there's millions of people that are seeking this out, and so we've been working on this for quite some time. And the Inglés para Todos, or English for All, is a new first-of-its-kind channel dedicated to helping people learn and improve their English here in the States.
Well, it makes nothing but sense when you get right down to it. The prosperity that comes for those who speak English who are from other cultures in order to make it all work here. Although, do you think you're swimming against the tide a little bit, because there are lots of people who are learning English as a second language, but instead of practicing it at home, they go back to speaking their native tongue. Not necessarily is this part of what you're aiming at, because the television is a great tool for this, but would it be helpful if people would practice more, do you think, at home?
Yeah, listen, I think we are not encouraging people to not keep their Spanish or their roots or their culture. Instead, we're telling them, and they're telling us, how important English is in their lives to progress, to connect with those around them, their children, their neighbors, their community. And our slogan is, similar to what you're saying, it's learning English is as easy as watching TV. So the channel has a series of programming, both classes and movies and documentaries that help our customers learn English at their own pace. Something that's very important is that it is on demand, so it's very flexible for our viewers to sort of not have appointment viewership, but instead do it on their own time, meaning that, you know, when they come home from work or, you know, late on a Saturday, they can, you know, binge watch, if you will, their basic or intermediate or advanced classes on demand. So we're very proud to be launching that this week on Dish Latino.
All right, so Mr. Rodriguez, you just kind of answered what I was thinking, and that is how does the immersion take place? This is like a classroom on the air, then, and as it isn't, if I'm to understand what you're saying, it's not like just general speak. Here we are in a restaurant, and here's what goes on, but it's actually taking, learning the English structure, that sort of thing, how to compose a sentence. Is it that? Rudimentary? Is it that class-like?
Yeah, there are classes, but you know, we try and make the channel fun. So, you know, learning or improving a new language is quite difficult. So we have other sort of entertainment modules. So it's game show style, and we try and make it fun for our viewers to be able to learn the language. Not only at their pace, but in a fun and entertaining way.
Have you got any idea, numbers? You must have studied this in order to make the business decision. How many people do we think in America are watching or could use Dish Latino in order to gain a better handle on English?
Yeah, that's a good question. Our studies and other studies point to over 10 million, more than 10 million folks out there that say that they would like to speak English much better than they do today. So we think it's a big market, and it's included in all our packages for free, so both on Dish Latino and Sling Latino.
All right, so look to Dish if you're of that background and you want to learn English. Thank you very much, Mr. Rodriguez. Good to have you here. Congratulations. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Time for us for that familiar chorus of the Money Pit Home Improvement singers. They've improved their singing as they can improve your house. Tommy is here to help explain how he has trained these singers to do such a fabulous job for him. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here for us to talk about home improvement projects for the fall. This is the season, and he has the information right after this.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
All right, let's get to Tom Kreitler, who has some very interesting ideas. Those of you who are homeowners, it is a good time for improvement. Let's start by looking at the floor, Tommy, and what Lumber Liquidators has for flooring if you're trying to change maybe part of the room and not the whole room.
Well, you know, what we're seeing right now in flooring is this trend of mixed materials, Doug, where folks are using two different materials, two different floor products in the same room. They look for products that are complementary in style, but they vary just enough in color and width so you can create sort of a pattern. Now, for example, I built a floor using some Lumber Liquidators product that was from two products called Rattan and Seaport Maple. Now, one of them is more brownish and whiter. The other one is gray and more of a narrow board. You put them together, and it made a really attractive pattern in the house. And you can do that with two different products, or there are products out that have high shade variation. In other words, there's darks and lights in the same flooring product itself. And it really creates an interesting pattern. It makes the floors very, very personalized.
Very nice. Very interesting. What a clever idea. I never thought about that. That'd be, if you were building a house, be an interesting thing to do in some of the rooms as well.
Absolutely.
All right, next. We're focusing on home improvement projects for the fall. What's new from First Alert?
Well, you know, as smart home products get better, they can do more things. And First Alert is out with a brand new product called OneLink Safe and Sound. It's actually the first time that a smoke and carbon monoxide detector has ever been combined with a superior home speaker and built-in Amazon Alexa. So think about it. It kind of makes life easier. So you can play music. You have great sound because the ceiling gives you sort of a natural acoustic backdrop, but you also got the smoke and fire protection. And because of the built-in Alexa, it does stuff. I mean, you can say, you know, Alexa, how do I fix a squeaky floor? Or Alexa, play the Money Pit. Or, you know, Alexa, what time is it? Or what's the weather?
And Alexa, call the fire department.
Yeah, it's gonna talk right back to you and give you the information you need. So I think it's a neat combination of capabilities because, you know, other than that, you have to have, like, the Echo, right, which is like the appliance that you just plug in has to be somewhere in central in the house. Your detectors are, and they're easy to install because they just replace the existing hardwired detector with the OneLink Safe and Sound.
There you go. All right, let's talk about lighting.
Losing a lot of light these days, yeah. You know, shorter days, so you want to make sure that you spend some time stepping up your lighting. Lutron has some great dimmers that are out there that can do that, and I love the fact that they're super easy to install, and they have tech support that will walk you through, but they really do enable you to create the just the right amount of light. And when I say it's a good dimmer, it's the highest-rated, most-reviewed dimmers on Amazon. 4.2 stars and 3,000 reviews. 3,000 reviews of a dimmer switch. I mean,
my God.
You know, of a dimmer switch, right? Who would have thought?
And who would have thought that? Yes.
These things can handle thousands of bulbs, too, different types of bulbs.
Now, I'm involved in a paint-up, fix-up at my home and in the barn and stuff.
Right.
Although I do a lot of it during the summer. You know, you kind of get squeezed this time of year. You want to get protection on the paint or painted surfaces.
Right.
And you got an idea for some really good brushes to use.
Well, so many people spend a lot of time choosing the paint, and they spend a little bit of time choosing the paint brush. And if you buy a lousy brush, you're going to get a lousy result. So Purdy is the brush manufacturer that I use. They've been making paint brushes since 1925, and I like the fact that some of their brush makers have been doing this for 20 or 30 years, Doug. And in fact, when they finish a brush, these guys actually sign each brush
before
it leaves the factory. They sign it. I mean, that's pride and craftsmanship, you know?
That is.
So
all right, check that out. And sign up for the home improvement newsletter comes out every week at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJB program at 59 after the hour.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.